Welcome to our new episode of The Extra Stitch. I'm here in Spring Place Studios, Los Angeles, together with my sweet, lovely lady, Marina.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so today we're gonna touch subjects about how we started modeling, how we got into fashion world, and kind of like how we became who we are and how we ended up to the point where we are today.
Yes. So we want to start by talking about how, you know, we got to New York and how the times were so different and how much harder it was for us actually, you know, build a career and kind of get where we are today.
Yeah.
I feel like we'll go back to that, but you know, I feel like now you have so much more tools to even promote yourself, or you know, you have GPS, you have internet, you have, you know, Instagram, you have TikTok, where you can promote yourself and you know, get jobs even without having an agent. So going back to us, where we were little girls, you know, I was 18 years old. Ginta, you were?
I started coming out to New York about 16, but I moved to New York when I was 18. Yes.
Right. And
little girls, big
little
city.
Little girls, big city, didn't speak English. There was no way to get around other than, you know, train. We were carrying this heavy, heavy books with us, pair of, you know, high heels, the change of clothes because you are all like, you know, sweaty or whatever from, you know, riding in the subway and, mm-hmm. you know, going to castings and all that. It was pretty shocking when I moved here and I had to, you know, get my whatever castings or callbacks or job and on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and kind of just follow that and walk around city that is New York, that is pretty crazy if you think now that, you know, you come from Minsk to New York, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the beginning was pretty shocking. I was calling my mom and I was, you know, crying. I'm like, Mom, I don't know if I want to be here, which, like I explained before, I was in Japan and it was everything taken care of. It was pretty hard. You know, it was pretty hard for me. And At some point, I guess you kind of work through it and you start getting, you know, jobs and you start making a little bit more money and, you know, you kind of start building your life and you're still a child. And, you know, I never went to university and I never kind of, I don't know, experienced that part. I went from child to being an adult.
Yeah, you never had like... By me too. I'm talking like I kind of generalize. I think none of us really had like models. Life is a bit different. You kind of like skip that school part and you kind of have to become grown up right away and figure out your life and, you know, how to make money or like how to make it in general, right?
Right. So, but I feel like when you're so young, let me know if I'm wrong, but like you don't know the difference. You think it's kind of normal, so you just keep going. You don't think like, oh, the other people is in university. How is that felt? Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
I had that excitement.
Right.
You know, I was super scared, of course, but I had that excitement because you're like in big city, you're on your own. I kind of really enjoy that independence. I wasn't in my hometown anymore, and it was just really beautiful thing. But at the same time, I was like, okay, I gotta prove myself that I can do this if I'm so far away from home and not being in school. And you kind of right away become grown up because you're building your career right away. You know, there's no school for modeling. I mean, model schools, but that's not really reality.
Right. And there was no like social media, mm-hmm. or, you know, places where we can actually look and see what other girls were doing. Mm-hmm. We were just starting from is zero and the point that it's minus zero. You know, you go and you do it your own thing. Like now you have internet, right? You have like TikTok and you see what other girls are doing. How are they posing? Like now compared to our times, there is more body positivity. There is more information out there.
Accessibility
mm-hmm. of how to not gain weight, right? Or how to exercise, how to dress better, you know, how to present yourself, how to pose, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you have accessibility now, we didn't have it. So I even look at my tragic like backstage pictures or whatever, like, what the hell I was wearing.
Like, I know.
Like now even, you know, when you start, you can go to Zara and dress like kind of chic. And we were just bad, mm-hmm. like how we were dressing. And I think agency kind of tried to help you, but they also have a hungry girls like you. And they kind of, okay, mm-hmm. let's see if she makes it. They like give us a haircut mm-hmm. and tell us to wear jeans and T-shirts. But
and other point about health wise, too, like if. You know, in modeling industry, there's always someone's going to say, oh, you don't look good. You got to lose weight, this and that. Like, I'm sure every model has heard that about herself. And back then, too, like, we didn't have all that information you can find now. Like, I'm very grateful now that you can, you know, that's how I got in health school as well myself, integrative nutrition, because I was very curious about it. So you have all these different tools. And if you're a younger girl, you know, you already have so much more to look up to and to do your research to find the best options for you health-wise, you know, then we didn't really have that. They're like, oh, you're this or to that. And you're like, okay, I'm just going to starve myself because you don't, you know, there's no guidance.
Right. And I think me as well as you, I remember those times in a different time. So obviously we both, I think, gained like, you know, 3 kilos, which were... wow, she got fat, she should go back home, you know, mm-hmm. kind of very bullying industry at that time, which grateful and thankfully they can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. They can't like bully people anymore because of the times of awareness finally kind of came, right? Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, it wasn't like that. They're like, she's a fat pig, she should go. Like, I literally heard on sets, they called me a fat pig and I was 56 kilos instead of 53, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think you have a great point that now the girl can be like, okay, how can I, you know, young girl, if, you know, it's normal to like not know what to do with like your diet or whatever. And it was, it was hard. I think for us it was, mm-hmm. I mean, personally for me, it was like figuring out all these things
on my own
without my parents or help of agents, without a friend. It was fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that really helped me during those days was that I remember those times staying in modeling apartments. And of course, there are crazy stories about those times. There's always something wild happened there. But the positive thing is like that you kind of always had that group of girls. And even if it wasn't model apartments, you would go to like shows and like you become like a group of girls that always support each other. I feel like models, we never were pity with each other. It was like most of the time it was just like a good support system. So you always felt like you're not alone in this. And I feel like that
more
really helped
now.
Me, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I think now there is more information, more all that kind of stuff, but also more hater, like more mm-hmm. competition, you know, mm-hmm. because you look on your phone constantly and you like, this girl is prettier than me, this girl does cooler things than me. And
you always compare yourself with others. That's why the internet is a good thing, but at the same time it can be bad, right? Bad influence.
That's a great point. Yeah, everything is not picture perfect mm-hmm. like we think it is. And I think that was the reason why we also wanted to do this podcast, me and you, because as a model, all people see of us or have like kind of perspective of us that we're that like picture perfect person with picture perfect kids and a husband or a partner. And I think every woman in the world, no matter of what her profession is, no matter what her outside, inside, you know, mm-hmm. every woman in the world struggles with the battles that no one else knows. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's very important to have community of women who is honest. Of course, some things you want to keep it to yourself, but also, you know, to not only put picture out there that everything is great. Mm-hmm. Because life is hard and you have to have humor and positivity, but also there's hard time and you need to take them with the same humor and positivity, but, you know, they are there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important for us to, as women, to just be supportive to each other and...
Yeah, and spread the word and put it out there. Like me and you, Marina, we're never like best friends.
Never.
You know, we were never best friends, which is so interesting how life works out. And like we became close in like last couple of years because Marina became mom first. Then I became a mom and I always had a million questions. And Marina was my like big support system in this. And just throughout this whole journey, we realized that, you know, we want to share with other moms and put out there that it's not just about that pretty picture that you can see on Instagram and assume that for this girl everything's going for her and everything is perfect. There's no such thing. No one has perfect life. And I think it's a beautiful thing that we want to create this community around, like a safe place we can all talk about, discuss, you know. And of course, modeling is a big part of our lives, where we started and what led us to this day today.
To this day, yeah. You know? And, you know, talking about, you know, the hard and the good parts of modeling, to finish this conversation, I was in New York last week, and one of my best friends, Heron Preston and Sabrina, they had their first fashion show in New York. That wasn't their first fashion show, but it was their first fashion show in New York. And I walked the show, and my agent calls me, and he was like, "Marina, you look great. You're a mom of two. You know, you're gorgeous. You're killing it." Like, he made me feel really good about myself. I was like, "Thank you, thank you. Why don't you go see this casting director? Maybe you'll have opportunity to go to Paris or Milan again, and you know, to do a fashion show, right?" And I was like really, really excited. Mm-hmm. So I had an appointment at 4 p.m. to see this casting director. So I get there and I'm, you know, I'm ready. I'm so excited. I know him for a long time. He casts all biggest shows, biggest campaigns, biggest magazines. And when he was starting, I was kind of like in the middle of my career, so I did a lot of favors to him. He would ask me to walk the show. That wasn't necessarily on my level at that time already, because I was, you know, I was the shit. I'm kidding. I was doing, you know, great things. Yeah. I'm very grateful for my career. So I go up, and his assistant greets me, and he's like, you know, blah, 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 he's not here. Obviously, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to, you know, embarrass anyone, but... he's not here, and I'm like, and it's like 3:58, right? My appointment at 4, and I'm Virgo, so if I'm not early, I'm late. So 5 minutes later, the assistant comes, snaps like one picture of me, just like on his iPhone, goes into the room, comes out, and says, "You can go." Right? So I'm like, mm-hmm. "Wait, what's going on?" So I call my agent. I'm like, "Why would you put me through this?" Mm-hmm. And he was kind of confused what happened, right? So basically, this casting director, who I considered a friend, he just like, yeah, he just didn't want to see me or say hi to me because he didn't think I would fit any of his shows. Mm-hmm. And I think
ego,
that moment kind of, you know, like now, obviously, having kids and stuff, I'm like, kind of miss modeling and miss like hanging out with all my friends. But that moment also kind of brought how hard it was for us. It brought the memories of, it put me into the moment of like, I'm sure you had many moments like that where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and you see, like, even now, like, after all these years, right? You had kids and now you're at this point, like, where you're excited to kind of put your foot into that and, like, see what happens. And then thinking people going to be very receiving or, you know, at least respectful.
And at then least.
You face this, it's hurtful, you know? So I totally get it. Hard industry.
It's a hard industry. So I think, yeah, becoming moms and, you know, becoming moms and kind of having our own lives and, you know, we just got to move forward and, you know, support each other and figure out, you know, what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how, you know, how much life and how much opportunities and, like, you know, we're our life depended on our industry and on our success. And me and you, we both did great. We both, like, were on covers of 100 Vogues and Elle and Dior, YSL and everything. And it's just emotionally, I remember I was always drained.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying, not picture perfect, I think more women and more girls just need to be heard and respected. Mm-hmm. Because what I went through, like, last week, I just realized I went through for, you know, 20 years of my career.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's stressful for sure.
So Ginta, how was it for you?
So at the beginning stages, of course, it was very hard. I feel like I wasn't the model that was accepted right away and seen as this, like, new hot thing. It was definitely a journey, couple years, until I really started to get grasp of it and, like, really start working. It was really, really hard first couple years. But one thing I realized was that I really wanted it. I was really intrigued by modeling world. I like to be different characters and I like the whole aspect of being in front of camera. And it wasn't for me just to be on a magazine, you know. I just really enjoy that creative process and be different characters when I was on set. And that was really intriguing for me. And I think that's what really made me fell in love with fashion. Just to be able to be anything.
To create.
Like, and I feel like whenever they would put makeup on me, I would feel like a different person.
That's amazing.
And I would go on a set and I just would know it's not me, you know? So I'm just this character that I have to play along with. And I really enjoy that game, you know? It's almost like addicting. And that's why I really enjoy fashion. And of course, then eventually I started doing runway, which was incredible. I think for every model, it's like a big stepping point once you start doing shows and you do them well. And then just to be around these creative, amazing people, designers, it was just mind-blowing. But it was definitely a journey from the beginning because I wasn't accepted right away. There's always something with me. Oh, she has, like, her eyes are too big, or she's too blonde, or, like, she's too baby-faced, she's too pretty, she's too this, she's too that, right? In real life, girls would be like, oh yeah, but that's like a compliment. But a lot of times in fashion world, they always look for something, like, specific, or you never know what they're looking for.
You bullet for your own beauty for, like,
yes,
you know, for no reason, because this year the blonde blue eyes is in season and they think you're the girl, and the next year it's brunette with dark eyes and they're like, ooh, she's too blonde. So I know exactly what you mean. It was, like, hard, like, her legs are too long, or she's too skinny, she's too fat, where you're like the same.
And it's hard to deal with those comments when you're that age because you are still a kid, you know. You're still a kid even if you're 18 years old. You're still a kid and you're alone in this, like, big world suddenly. And sometimes it was very challenging to accept a lot of things, but I think over time I just realized, I was like, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to do the best I can for myself because I really enjoy this job. I really, truly do. And I love to create art. And fashion is like art in my eyes, that I just pushed for it. And I didn't stop, you know. I would go for castings. I remember I've seen, like, Marc Jacobs, like, 500 times. And then eventually he was like, you know what? You're awesome. do the show, you know. So it was like, but it was a journey, definitely couple year journey. And yeah, and speaking of about different times, one of the stories I remember, we were in model apartment in New York, and for castings, for example, next day you have castings or you get job for shows, like you would get fax to a fax machine. So there was no computers. We couldn't even afford to have computers. You know, we only had fax machine, and that's how you knew your plan for the next day, which was quite interesting. No Google Maps. Everywhere you go, you have like actual book with street names. And I think that will really help me to learn about cities like Paris, Milan, London, like so well, because you always walk and try to figure it out on your own. It's kind of funny.
Do you think it's the same for the girls who are, you know, like our age back then to start modeling now? I'm just wondering, like you said about fax machines, like I didn't have fax machine. I would go to the agency at 5 p.m. and pick up my fax or pick up
the sheet
for the next day or the week or whatever. Do you think it's the same now?
I think it's way different. Way different. For sure, not so much paper. I feel like girls go to castings without actual book. Do you remember how heavy those portfolios were?
So heavy.
Pictures.
I got scoliosis from that, I think.
Oh my God. But those books are heavy because you carry a book, you carry shoes, you carry a bottle of water, a map. It's a heavy bag. And you're not going to go to castings in backpack.
I know, I hated it.
You still want to look pretty, so you have like a big bag, but it's on one shoulder.
Wow.
It was heavy. I remember that. And then like, yeah, the change shoes in a bag, like it was just insane. And I think at the beginning as well, what like one of the things I was missing was some kind of guidance. Because I understand like agency would always try to help us as much as they can or whatever they were available to do at that time. But like health-wise, that was like a big thing. I wish I had like more guidance into like health, fashion, like what to wear for myself. You know, you're like teenager thrown into fashion world and it's like, okay, I gotta look presentable. But like you mentioned, I would go to castings in flip-flops sometimes, you know, and now looking back, I'm like, oh my God. Like
if we had our brains now back then, or if there's someone that told us,
yes,
at least a little bit. I just don't understand how agents like don't like guide any. Like we would do so much better right away.
So much better. And that's why I guess like nowadays I'm sure it's easier for girls because you kind of have an idea. You have Instagram, you see how other girls, what they dress, what they look like. Lots of street style photography. Back then it wasn't so much street style photography. It wasn't really anything like that.
No.
I feel like it just started coming in later. So you kind of wore whatever you think was cool, you know?
Like in the village in the middle of nowhere.
And you just like roll like that. Some casting directors would send me sometimes old Polaroids of castings. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I wearing? Horrible. You
horrible.
Know?
Yeah, like I've seen this picture now. I'm like, oh my God. Labutan shoes that is like beige, like patent leather Labutan shoes was like beige with leather black pants. Oh my God, it was like a blouse. Like it was so bad.
It was so bad. It was so bad. It's pretty funny those times to remember. But speaking of, on other note, I'm curious, what's like the positive and good, what did you gain from modeling?
Like life-wise?
Yeah.
I think that all the struggles paid off in the end because, you know, we did have an amazing careers, both of us. We, you know, made money. We helped our families somehow. You know, mm-hmm. we grew into the woman that we are now. We met an amazing people on the way, you know, along the way. Because some of my friends now, like, sometimes I, like, call them and we laugh. I'm like, you used to sleep on my couch. And now you're going to Oscars.
Yeah.
And we still have that relationships. Which
kind of grew together.
We right? grew together. And my friend, who is like super, like incredibly famous designer now, he still comes and sits on my couch and we laugh. And it's just like amazing to see how my friends grew into them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew into, you know, a mother and a woman I am now. I visited so many incredible places through my work. Like, we were just like, lucky we're going to St. Bart's every month to shoot Victoria's Secret mm-hmm. for a week, you know? And like,
that's definitely one of my favorite things as well. Just the traveling aspect and being able to see the world. Sometimes for a way too short time though, right? You would fly sometimes one day there and then like...
Yeah, that was the sad part. But when I got older a little bit and I could have my voice and mm-hmm. I would be like, can you please extend? Because, you know, the plane ticket was still the same price, but you would just extend a hotel room for your own money. And I would do sightseeing, mm-hmm. like go around town and yeah. see the town. Or if we were going to like St. Bart's or like some exotic place, I would just, you know, lay on the beach and drink a juice, like mm-hmm. just to enjoy, because otherwise you just come and you leave. So when I got older, I would stay a day mm-hmm. to experience. And yeah, I guess, you know, this kind of street smartness also kind of helped me kind of, you yeah. know, through the, because I never went to university. So being just thrown into like the business when you're a child makes you smarter. You learn from life.
And we go through so many mistakes. I feel like I've made a lot of mistakes, but they make who you are now. And like some mistakes I would probably repeat even now because they led to something greater, you mm-hmm. know, in a sense. But yeah, it's very interesting. Do you have any like favorite place you ever been to for work?
I've been in so many incredible places. I like, it's hard to even remember, but I always liked, you know, the islands. I always mm-hmm. liked sun. Even now I moved to Miami because I love sun. I never liked cold too much. So I always enjoyed, even though I enjoyed going to, you know, the cities, I always enjoy going to islands. Yeah. Whatever it is, you know, like the warmth and seeing like different like cultures, Asia or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Always like, what about you? What did you take? Because we're so different.
I know. Well, speaking of locations, yeah. I wanted to say that it's so funny because you were going to like these exotic places. For yeah. the most part, I would go to cities, very industrial, like Detroit, you know.
I never yes, even been there.
I know. And I think it's because I'm more... like, I'm not very much that beach type of girl.
Right.
So more like editorial, bleach mm-hmm. eyebrows, crazy blonde hair. And I'll be like on top of the house somewhere in like Detroit. This was one of my favorite, I don't want to say favorite shoot ever, but it was just so special because it's just such an interesting place. But that's in US. But yeah, another place I really loved was Marrakesh.
Oh, I did a shoot there and it was incredible.
Right?
Incredible. I still dream of that day.
Yeah.
We went to the markets. I'm sure you did too, right? Yes. You shot in the middle of the market. Yeah, that's a good call, Ginta. I remember that.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. it's like almost different world there.
It's insane.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. something with atmosphere and the mm-hmm. energy there and just people. It's just really, I always get so inspired there. I don't know why. It's like beautiful. I even went for a vacation after that.
I'm going to Marrakesh for my good friend's wedding in two months.
What? You're going to have the best time ever.
First time since that shoot. I know.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. I did New Year's once there and it was just so incredible. They have these like restaurants that's like hidden, like these small alleys, and you go like you're in this middle of nowhere and it's just so beautiful.
And the food is so good.
Yes.
And those hats.
I know. And dancers and right. just like everything about it. So magical. Yeah. But other things what I've gained from modeling, one of the things that I really took is the creativity. And just, it really inspired me how designers would create clothes, outfits from nothing. Sometimes it would be like 2 days before the show and I go to meet up with designer for fitting and all I see is fabrics on the ground and like designers like creating your look from scratch. That happened with Prada when I did the show. This one time, and it was just so inspiring. I was standing there, and Miocha just created the whole look so fast and so on point. just to see people work in that dynamic, that pressure, you know, knowing you have to show your collection in a couple of days and just like create something just incredible, blows my mind.
I remember when you did Prada, you looked like a little doll. You had like hair up, like very like like an alien.
With the glasses?
With the glasses, yeah, and you had that coat, yes. Like it was like brown or something.
Oh, wow, you remember.
I remember, yes. It was brown with like red on the bottom or something.
Yeah, and yeah. The glasses as well had like the eyebrow was red.
It was so cool. It was red and brown. Yes. It was so cool.
Really cool. Yeah. I mean, she's like incredible, incredible woman.
She's from God. She's from God.
Yes.
Miuche, we love you.
Yes, we love you. Shout out to Miuche. Yeah, but just to see designers in that level working is just incredible. I think
it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. But for them to stay stable and still do their thing and like be on top, it's pretty amazing. I don't think anyone can do it. Like it takes a special mind to do it.
Yeah, it's a hard industry, but it's also a very rewarding industry.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, and of course all the amazing people and just meeting amazing girls. You know,
that we stayed friends for our whole life.
Friends for all our life, and just now a lot of them have babies, have families, and we still all keep in touch and talk to each other. It's just a really wonderful thing. So, on that note, speaking of next episode,
yeah,
we're gonna dive into our stories, how we met BBs, Bryant and Brian. And I'm looking forward to hear your story, Marina.
I can wait to hear your story as well, because I know it's a really good one.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Well, be ready. Hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next time.
Bye.